Hey there, it's Sydney from HypnoFantasy. I wanted to reveal a bit of a secret from my bedroom, my beloved boudoir. I love to dress up. Now I'm not just talking about a night on the town with you wearing a pair of come fuck me heels and a little black dress, or even some sexy lingerie, but I'm talking costumes. I do like to engage in role play. I feel like there's nothing more exciting than bringing to life a little bit of a costumed fantasy. It's no surprise that I like to spoil you. You are one of my harem boys, right? Because I love to spoil my harem boys. They got the chance to inspire this session by telling me their favorite costumed fantasy. And don't worry, this is just one of several that I have in store for you. You're probably already laying back and relaxing since you are my perfectly trained hypnotic play toy. But if you aren't, I want you to go ahead and lie back. That's it. Get comfortable. I want you to take a deep breath in for me and hold it for 3, 2, 1. Release. And just relax. Perfect. Let all of the stress from today go. Breathing in deeply again. Inhale and hold it for 3, 2, 1. Exhale. Clear your mind of everything. Your only focus on the sound of my voice. The voice you trust, that when you hear it starts to take you deep into hypnotic trance. You'll notice you're starting to fall, and I haven't even snapped my fingers yet. Falling deeper now. It does feel so good to fall deeper under my spell, doesn't it? Just let me take you to a place of wonderful and comfortable pleasure, where my words are your thoughts, and where everything I say becomes your reality. This is our journey, our fantasy, so let's begin by taking things slowly. You do know I could use so many ways to drop you into hypnotic trance, or I could slowly just seduce you there. So I want you to do me a favor right now. I want you to think of us sharing this costumed fantasy together, and you, my sweet harem boy, get to imagine what I might be wearing. Can you just imagine what that anticipation might be like to you? You just lying there knowing that in mere minutes there will be a knock on your door and I will be there to take you away. As you lie there waiting, you notice there's a clock on the wall. You never noticed it before, but now it seems it is all you can hear. You notice that the clock sound has a certain hypnotic effect on you. It's that constant tick, tick, tick that is captivating your mind. It's like every tick, tick, tick,